This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And I have no illusions. I know most weeks you're only playing this recording to anger your houseplants, or as a security device to make approaching thieves think your apartment is filled with three arguing white guys. But this episode is actually worth listening to. It's an anniversary, I'm told. If I have this right, it's been 23 years to the day since our first and only 4-star iTunes review. And a very tiny corner of that gray 5th star is filled in yellow, I should add. A distinction we cherish to this day. I may have some of these details wrong, which is my own special way of staying on brand. Now, lean way back in that big comfortable armchair you looked at for so many years but could never afford. Oh god, how did you even drag it out of that pottery barn without anyone noticing? Then, all those mall security cars speeding behind your van. The way you jumped it over the drawbridge? Had you lost your mind? Two of those cop cars went into the river. You don't even know if they survived. You still wake up sometimes hearing the sirens grow muffled as they sank beneath the water. Ugh, if you had a human soul before, you certainly don't. Anyway, that armchair. Ooh, it's like resting against a giant panda. And enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years ago, pretty much exactly, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom at the base of the unnameable mountain. And I am joined, as always, by my co-hosts. They've been my co-hosts from the very beginning. Shunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, buddy? In case you didn't notice, happy anniversary, 7th anniversary of our podcast.
Happy 7-year anniversary to you as well. And, Arnie, I've been practicing. I don't know if you know this, but in Foon, there's something called the 7-year splits. Where you're with someone either romantically or maybe collaboratively, and after 7 years, you start to, things get boring, right? Things get stale.
Great so, start to this episode celebrating our 7 years. But keep going. I'm listening.
No, it wasn't an indictment. But what happens is someone will learn the splits in the relationship, and that kind of spices things up. So I have been practicing the splits for the last 6.5 years. So that today, on the 7-year anniversary, I can do the splits. Here we go.
Okay.
Arnie, drum roll, please.
Okay, I can't do that, but blah, 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 blah.
Okay, you don't need to put your finger between your lips. Arnie, you look like a crazed rabbit.
What?
Here we go. Usidor, Usidor.
Yeah, well, huh?
Do you have a spell that can make me do the splits?
Or sure.
Just push that on my shoulders. Push that
no,
on my shoulders.
No, oh. I'll split you in half. It'll be very easy. Rotterol, hit him now. Be cleven in half.
Ah, did I do it?
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
Oh, I think my legs are broken, too. Ta-da. No. Artie, hold on. Artie, hold on. Ta-da.
Oh. Buddy, it means so much. I really appreciate it. And it means especially a lot that half a year in, you were like, you know what? This is going to last 7 years, so I'm going to start the process of learning these splits. And yes, you did not accomplish it in that time, but still, it's the thought that counts.
Thank you, thank you. Did you want me to sing a lovely rendition of Nasty Little Raviolis for the anniversary?
Maybe. That seems so special. We should put post-credits.
Sexy dogs?
What's
okay.
that? All of those post-credits. Like, okay. We're going to do a whole extra episode after the credits, I think.
I understand. It's not about me.
Yeah,
should
but
I put Chunt back together?
What's that?
Should I put Chunt back together? Cleft him in twain?
Yeah, it's a little
Well,
weird.
Then maybe I should be introduced.
Oh, I am joined also by my other co-host, Usidor the Blue.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fian Yalak. Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstangjis, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
That's my aim.
And now I am known as that he who has slain the Dark Lord, and he
Spaghetti.
Who has reunited the two halves of Chunt, Erol Koroth Tirapa.
Wow. My legs are still broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
There's no magic for that.
Yeah, leave them so I can keep doing the splits.
Well, Usidor, I don't know if you noticed, as a special treat, I did all of my retorts to your secret names. I haven't done any of them in a long time, but I did all of them.
I did notice. What a wonderful way to celebrate these 7 years, by being kind of a dick.
Yeah, but only kind of. Can I ask, and I really appreciate that it seems like you decorated the place a little more than usual for our 7 year anniversary.
Yes, you'll notice there are 7 candles and 7 mirrors and 7 circles drawn upon the ground and 7 great gems of power floating in the air above us.
And Arnie, you see those 7 brothers over there and then across the way, those 7 unwed women?
Whoa, I don't know. I feel like watching them is going to be problematic, but I'm still going to enjoy it more than I'd like to admit.
Oh, wait, they don't hold up?
I think they do. That's a problem. They do hold up those brides and abduct them, I think.
Oh, well, never mind. Get out of here. Hey, get out of here. The 14 of you, get out of here.
You shitheads, out. This is my place now.
But you saw some of these banners say, I can't really read them super well. Villanova?
What, you can't read now? When did that happen?
You think that sign says Villanova?
It's a hard word. No one knows the V words, let's be honest.
It is a little confusing. Does the A come before the I, or does the I come before the A?
Well, ideally, they come at the same time. I mean, if you're reciprocating.
That's very woke of you. It's Villains Night, it turns out. When I bought the bar, I didn't realize there was a Villains Night. But I thought maybe I'd keep it on the books to see who I could lure in here.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should set up some traps. Like, okay, here's what I'll do. Usidor, why don't you magic a big net above that table over there? Then I am going to stand on that diving board over there. Arnie, can you hold this big ball and roll it towards me when the time is right?
Okay. Do you need a drum roll?
Can you muster that? Or
when it's time, I'll know.
Flame of volcano and ice of Berg. Here, let there be contraption of Rube Goldberg.
Ice of Berg?
Berg.
Oh, ice of Berg. Oh, that town we get all the
Why
ice from.
Why do I bother with couplets at all?
Good question.
I feel like you typically don't bother. Typically, you're like zimming up, bop, bop. Typically, it's like scat and jazz.
Don't say zimming, bop, bop.
What did I just do?
Those are some of the most dangerous magic words in all of Foon.
What's that black door that just appeared in the center of the tavern?
Don't open that door. Don't even look at it. Pretend like it's not there.
And why does that door say, never gonna get it, never gonna get it?
Well, it was a good 7 years, but I think we should end right there.
So this door is no longer in vogue. We should ignore it.
Exactly. Pay it no mind.
All right, well, let me get the first round of drinks to celebrate 7 years. Arnie, what do you want, buddy?
I will have, you're never going to give me a red potion. I will have just a mead.
Great.
I'll have a mead.
And we'll get you like a 7-year barrel-aged mead just to kind of fancify it. Usador, what do you want, buddy?
I would like the eye of a salamander that's been fermenting in olive oil for 7 years.
So 2 meads. All right, I'll be right back.
Just me and you, bud.
This is always awkward.
I know.
It's kind of more like we're friends of friends.
No, I wouldn't say that. We're good friends, but you know, it's just hard when there's 2 people. It's always good to have 3 people around.
Yeah, I guess so.
So how's your magic stuff?
Good. Still dying. I'm still dying on my deathbed.
And that's still a ruse, right? You're not really dying. Just catch me up on that.
Yes. Everyone expects me to disappear into a great shaft of light that shall disappear into the heavens since I completed my true purpose. But everyone, I didn't really complete my true purpose. That's a part of the lie we've been pushing forth this year. And, frankly...
Oh, thank God. Chunt's what back.
Chunt, hey, how are you?
Hey, I just forgot. Drinks aren't ready, but Arnie, I forgot you mentioned not to leave you alone with Usador. Try not to. So let me give you a topic to discuss. Usador's magic. I'll be right back.
I already did that. I already did that one.
Did you ever get back to Earth?
No, but any day now.
Okay.
Any day now.
Great.
I think it's going to be really satisfying. And the best news is, say someone is listening to this episode for the first one, then they could still be excited, like, oh, I didn't miss it. I didn't miss him getting back to Earth. That's still coming up.
That's still your whole thing.
Yeah. How? You know what? Year 7. Let's check that one off. The list. Get me back to Earth.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, we should. Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's our drinks and...
hey, Chunt. How are you?
Guys,
it's good to see you, little buddy. A little noogie for you.
Oh. Ow, my legs. Here's our drinks, and sorry I brought company, but these gents at the bar were kind enough to buy my drinks.
Oh.
Hello. Normally we sit at that table.
Where do you get off calling me a gent? I'm Melissa Dethridge, and I've got the fever for a taste of a tangy tomato teeny, and I'm not gonna live until I get one.
Oh, that name's very familiar. One tomato teeny, please.
And I am the Night Doctor. Allow me to shake all 3 of your hands simultaneously.
He has a third hand grafted onto his body.
And it's not where you think it would be.
I have a third arm, which has a hand attached to it.
That's right.
And I only have one arm, so let me do it individually the same as I would if I had 2 arms, so...
All right, nice to meet you.
How do they slow dance?
Hello. Badger, sorcerer,
wizard,
big. I am ogre. What's good at magic?
Oh no, guys, am I the big of this show? That's not good.
Wait, the ogre. What's good at magic?
Melissa Dethridge.
Yes.
Night Doctor.
The Night Doctor.
Sorry, I suppose you didn't go to medical school for 7 years to not be called the
Night Medical School.
Well, Arnie, I believe these are villains. They might have been lured in by these banners that I hung. Yes, well, welcome. Of course, it's Villains Night here.
Yes. Take a whispering class. We heard everything you said.
Oh, damn.
I know. That's why we came. I came to karaoke. What's a bad song? Bad Company.
Oh, how... That's rude of you to say. We're sitting right here.
I wasn't referring to you, but I might as well be being a villain all. You know, I hail from Death Ridge.
Oh, so your last name is actually where you're from.
Yes, and... I mean, I guess... You know, I never had it explained to me on account of I was orphaned, and that's part of why I'm a villain, because I didn't get a lot of love.
Missy,
I am going to karaoke a whole lot of love.
Just sit down for a second, Missy.
Okay.
Just dance and get your bearings.
Here, hold my good hand.
Each time the blood moon rise in the north, villain night happened.
That's right. The first Wednesday of the month.
Oh no, I'm standing again. God.
Sit, please. Please, feel free to sit.
Dance floor. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry if I'm a little charged. I am a villain and all.
Well, we've heard so much about all of you. It is a pleasure to meet you and to have you here. What nefarious deeds have you been doing that I might smite you for?
Well, I've been doing a bit of night doctoring lately, putting leeches on people at night when they're asleep. And then they wake up and usually they roll over and crush the leeches, which is double bad because I've killed some innocent leeches as well.
So they're not evil leeches.
Just regular. But leeches are gross, right?
Yeah.
You think of them as evil, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just doing their stuff.
Yeah.
Now, are these people your patients, or are you just going up to random people who are asleep and putting leeches on them?
All of the innocents of Foon are my patients.
And I've been straight up killing badgers. What?
No, it's just... just so you know, Enchante, I am Chunt the Shapeshifter, so please know that I can shift shapes.
Okay, well, all I'm seeing is a whole lot of badge.
Oh, let me close my legs.
Thank you. I may be a villain, but I'm not a mongrel. Have some self-respect.
Really, Chunt.
Beware, Melissa has a fatal instinct.
And what about you, Ogre?
Yeah, Ogre, what's good at magic? What have you been up to?
My illusions, everyone loved them. I survived barrel over Great Falls of Tarakas, walk through Great Wall of Tarakas, juggle Great Balls of Tarakas.
Close your legs.
Goodness gracious.
You use your illusions too? Usador, you use illusions.
Oh. Yes, I do. I understand that you are good at magic from your name.
Wait, two of you use your illusions? Use your illusions 1 and 2?
That's right.
That's
I'm the blue one.
Enough to cause a civil war, 1 and 2.
We don't need no civil war. Oh,
November rain.
And eventually, 20 years down the road, we'll get a Foonies democracy. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Don't count on it.
My illusions delight while thieves and villains run through villages, stealing from everyone while I do show.
Oh, so you're more of the distraction while other people do evil.
Yeah, yes, but also I know they're doing it.
You're on the inside.
It's not a coincidence.
No, I am leader. I do the illusions, then they go, you get it.
Yeah, I know, I think I understand. I suppose, I'm sorry, Missy, you said you don't get it?
Well, I don't understand what he's talking about, but I asked for a tomato teeny, but I've had a few.
Missy, he's saying that he does illusions and then evil is unleashed, which, when you think about it, illusions are also evil because they're lies.
Oh, right. It's a bit of a double whammy. I like it.
No whammies, no whammies.
Where can I get nasty little raviolis for 10% off?
Some whammies. But having my druthers.
Some take.
No druthers.
Well, Chunt, the ogre what's good at magic was curious about some nasty little raviolis. I suppose that's more your field of study than mine.
On Villains Night, they 10% off.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ah.
Quite a deal. Maybe I'll run and get some. The Night Doctor, do you mind? My legs are broken. I've been having to kind of scooch around on my arms. Is there any way that you could fix my legs?
Okay.
Is that why your legs are so spread eagle? God, Sharon Stone much?
Why don't you just change into an eagle?
Oh, good.
Well, I'd be an eagle with broken legs, but yeah, you're right, I could fly.
Or a snake. Snake doesn't have legs. Come on. Let's all spitball this.
When you think about it, though, a snake really is just one leg.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Let's unpack that.
Okay. I'm a game.
Now, a snake, in your mind, is but a single leg?
I mean,
I always thought of it as a torso without any legs or arms.
Well, what's a leg without a torso but a torso without a leg?
Oh, well, he's got you there. She's got you there. We've all got us there.
Oh, she really does.
I always think of a snake as a little tongue in a big tongue.
Oh, I like that. That's like an alien, but I don't know if you're familiar with Earth movies. I'm a bit of an enthusiast. And they have little mouths that come out of little mouths.
We love Earth movies. We watch them on Villains Night.
Yeah. Oh. My favorite Earth movie is Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh. Arnie, is that true?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know exactly what his favorite Earth movie is, but
why
yeah.
Are you asking him?
Oh, Earth Girls Are Easy? No. I think there's a lot of surprises in that movie. We'll watch it sometime.
All right.
Really?
Methinks Snake is living rope.
Oh, that could be. What if a snake could hang itself?
Ooh, oh, I mean, I feel like an Ouroboros already is, which is, I don't know if you know this, Ouroboros is a snake sucking its own dick. It sort of forms a rope or a loop right. In which it could hang itself or anyone, actually.
I thought the Ouroboros were those pretty lights in the sky.
That's Aurora the Sleeping Beauty.
Give her a kiss, but you can't get consent. Now what do you do?
You can make a live-action movie and change it up. I love Earth movies.
Arnie, what do you think a snake is?
You know what? I think a snake is
A wise guy.
Fangs.
Yeah, what do you think a snake is?
Yeah, and don't say Kurt Russell again.
Just answer the question.
Why won't you tell us what a snake is?
Why won't you answer?
Dodging objection.
Overruled. Words that mean what snake is.
He's Arnie, badgering the witness.
sorry, I'll stop.
Arnie.
Yeah, we're witnessing a badger.
Hurry, tell him. Oh, I think a snake is a collection of fangs and things that hide those fangs. That's kind of all that matters to me.
Oh, so like a wolf in sheep's clothing, but a snake?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's a better way of saying it.
Do you think a wolf is also hiding wolf's teeth?
In a way, if his mouth is closed.
Anything with teeth is really hiding its teeth, except for those weird fish way, way down in the ocean.
The ones they lead with their teeth.
Like lampreys, the only evil leech.
So I'm just a bag of meat that's hiding wizard teeth.
Mm-hmm. If you're doing it right. Mm.
Glad you said it.
Thanks.
What if snakes are just lizards in a sleeping bag?
Oh, now that was a party prank I pulled one time when I was just learning to get my evil teeth.
Oh, wait till you hear this story.
Yeah.
Eat good one.
Go ahead, me? Don't leave out any details.
Well, sit back, relax, and do enjoy, because here we go. I was having a party. It was my big birthday, in that it was the year was not as specific as my weight at the time.
But, why did she pull out a guitar if she's just telling a story and has no arms?
I was only 2 years old, and I hadn't a friend in sight. I asked to my mommy, "Mommy, dear, what'll I do tonight?" She said, "I've got a surprise for you, my little lovey girl." The surprise was that I wasn't her lovey girl. I was a bad little orphan man. This is Melissa Deathridge. Everybody hear her song. Yeah. This is Melissa Deathridge. Everybody sing along. Now that's
Deathridge. You never let me get to that part.
Oh, well, that's part of it, is that we cacophonize together.
Because we're villains, get it?
Ask at BMI.
So do the three of you oft work together?
Yes.
And we're coming up on 7 years together.
Yes.
Oh.
7 years ago was the first time we pulled some evil things together.
Yeah. I was doing tricks pulling scarves out of hat. And these two started doing their thing unimpeded, for my tricks were captivating everybody in small village.
Yes. I was turning tricks.
I was putting scarves into hats.
Oh. Evil.
Nobody wanted him in there.
We got it together.
It's a big developmental stage for villains when they start doing parallel evil for the first time.
It's sort of like you're doing your thing and then you look up and like, what? Evil? Hey, get over here.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for backing me up.
You got it, big boy. You're my good guy.
Oh, and you're my little lady.
Oh, get over here. I've only got one hand to hold you.
Okay, I've got three arms to hold you. 8 days a week.
We make a normal couple.
Me pull rabbit out of bucket. Look over here.
What? Oh, a rabbit right out of that bucket. How is that possible?
Yeah, let's take a quick break and let this sort of calm down a little bit, and we'll be right back.
Well, I don't want to.
Keep going.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to the 7th anniversary of Hello from the Magic Tavern, and I guess you could say also the 7th anniversary of these three villains, former minions of the Dark Lord, first working together.
Yes, you buried the lead there.
Yeah.
Do you have a group name that you work together under?
Yeah, is there a fun little name for your little troop?
Of course we do, and we'll say it at the same time.
Wonderful.
We sure will. This'll be flawless.
We call ourselves the Treacherous Trio of Treacly Trash.
The Whoa. Treacherous Trio of Treacly Trash. Ask at BMI.
Hey now, walla walla bing bang. Now listen, I don't know if you really should be here for Villains Night, you regulars.
Right.
Oh.
You will pay regular price for drinks and snacks if you are not villain.
Well, I am certainly no villain. I am the great wizard Usador, Slayer of the Dark Lord.
Have you ever chilled like a villain?
What?
I says, have you ever chilled like a villain?
Melissa, no, I Melissa, haven't.
Did you hear the part about how he slew the Dark Lord?
Huh?
That you are the one that slew the Dark Yard?
Dark Yard?
Dark Yard?
I have a backyard and a front yard, but no Dark Yard.
There are some rumors that Drip Fang, the necromancer, did it, but 'twas I.
Yes, we heard it was a great wizard that slew the Dark Lord.
Yeah, that's me.
But you're saying it's you.
Yeah, one and the same.
You, this dying guy, you did it?
Yeah, that's me. I'm almost dead because that was my one true purpose in life.
Oh.
Can you even stand?
No, I'm so weak and dying.
But you... Okay, but we're supposed to believe you slew the Dark Lord.
Okay, all right, fine.
Dark Lords are there? Am I thinking of I'm thinking of, like, the main Dark Lord. Is there another guy?
Right. Which Dark Lord?
Yeah, no, the big one, the main one. Yes.
You're not talking about Chad.
Rick?
No, not Rick, not Chad. Just the Marty. Dark Lord.
What?
No, not Arnie. Not Arnie. Very easy to confuse, but no, the Dark Lord.
Arnie's a dim lord.
Oh, damn.
Damn, arrows fired.
Evil.
You look like a fool now.
User, I've been telling you to please erase that graffiti in the bathroom that says that.
I wrote it.
Oh no, you're the Arnie from the bathroom?
Well, no, hold on. First of all, no, there's graffiti about me in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yes. I'm from Earth. I'm from another world.
If you read it, it must be true.
Yes. He does poop standing up. It's true.
I mean, it was printed.
Fuck. Arnie, it looks like on the back of your shirt, I don't know if it was Melissa or who wrote "for a good time shit here."
I did. Also did my favorite graffiti I did in the bathroom is Arnie shits on his hands, upside down, but out of his mouth.
That is her favorite.
It's a poem.
Sorry, I really had to think about that. It took me a second to unpack.
Yeah.
Shits on his hands.
That's why everyone walks out of the bathroom so quiet and sort of contemplative.
Arnie, stick up for yourself. Do something.
Yeah.
Do something, Arnie.
Do something big.
Yes, pick a card.
Oh.
Pick a card. Oh,
he's doing his illusions.
All right. You only have one card.
Okay.
Show to everyone. Make sure they see.
Okay, but can you see
it? I look the other way.
Okay, but you're looking straight at me.
I look up now.
Okay, but you're
anywhere in pile of card.
Okay.
How is he doing this?
The Frunk of Harps? What is that?
Your card, Frunk of Harps, is on your friend Badger.
Come on, let me see that deck. It's all Frunks of Harps.
Shh, don't give away his tricks. What are you doing?
Sorry, I guess I thought we were doing a Penn and Teller bit or something.
You might as well put on a mask and just shout it in the town square, all of the secrets of his tricks.
All right.
To be fair, Melissa was being evil. Do you have a pact where you're not evil to one another?
Oh, honor among thieves? Who needs it?
Yeah, we're not thieves.
Yeah.
Thieves are bad. We not like them.
We hate thieves.
That's fair. We met some thieves a while ago. Actually, it was two thieves and a pirate, but they think they're all thieves.
He wasn't a pirate.
I'll bet those guys were great, though.
Arnie, did we ever tell you about Penn and Teller?
No.
Down at the local bank, there's a certain employee there who has a pen, and the two of them have a little kind of shtick together.
Oh.
Yeah, that's who I meant.
And the Peller never talks. The pen does all the talking.
Yeah, it's sort of irritating because you're just like, can I get 10 gold pieces out? And they're like, pretending to the pen to talk, and you just want to get your 10 gold pieces and get the hell out of there.
We were the ones who got the silent teller the job. He's not helpful to anyone.
Damn you.
That is evil.
We did it again.
Gotcha.
So I'm surprised that you're still so dedicated to evil now that the Dark Lord is dead. I mean, I guess I sort of assumed that evil was on the retreat in Foon, and like there wasn't much for villains to do these days.
Well, yes, lesser villains may have scattered to the five corners of Foon, but now with the Dark Lord gone, there is a vacuum of evil that we would like to fill.
Sorry, I'm writing that down. Five corners. I want to remember that. This is the first time I've heard that there are five corners in Foon.
Oh, yes, famously, of course, the five corners of Foon.
It's a Foontagon.
Yes, north, east, south, west, and leffer. That's it.
I'm not going to write those down.
I am all right.
Oh.
Who are you?
Scorpion's Tea Party.
Oh, I know you.
I know you, Melissa Deathridge, yeah.
Yeah, you sing Winds of Change?
Winds of Change, Winds of Change. Dark Lord's gone and I've got mange. Winds of Change, Winds of Change. Do you dare to look in my eyes?
I love that song. I never get sick of it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, Scorpion's Tea Party, welcome to the Strange Familiar. It's Villain's Night here. I'm not a villain. Why are you called Scorpion's Tea Party?
Well, let me lift my hat up. Ta-da!
Oh, do that trick, ogre.
As you can see, it's three scorpions having a tea party, innit?
Aw.
Huh.
Yes, it is indeed. How do you manage to train them to do this? Or is this just a natural phenomenon?
It's just happening to me, and I don't like it.
Oh, you don't care for it either?
No.
So you're just like a...
I would have been here sooner, but I walk very, very slowly everywhere I go.
Sure. Makes sense. Gotta be careful, yeah.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, I was going to ask why you're hiding the scorpions under your hat, but yeah, it's not something you want to foreground for people, except for your name.
Well, it works for evil purposes because when I want to scare someone, I call attention to me head and I say, uh-oh, look what's under me hat. And they think, this guy's fine with that. He must be very scary, when in fact, I'm very scared.
Oh, what an irony. The case. It's always the case.
Do the scorpions do your bidding? Like, could you send them out to attack you?
They don't do my bidding. What are they doing now?
It looks like all of them are using their tail stingers to put hats on each other.
Okay, all right, good.
But sometimes they're missing and they're getting awfully close to those stingers hitting the top of your head.
They're doing like a circle jerk, but with hats.
What is offering sugar cubes, and the other ones are just asking for two because they only have the two pinchers. They can't signal any more than that.
As long as they're having a good time.
Okay. Oh, one of them has like a million little babies on its back.
Oh, I wish I could see.
You're going to see soon enough.
What's that mean, Melissa?
Well, now they put up a little matchstick and are doing around the maypole.
Where do they get these props?
Ask your head.
I know, I wish I could.
Okay.
You know, it's like they say, scorpions are just scorpion teeth and things hiding scorpion teeth.
Oh.
I've heard that.
Should we have a seance with Scorpion Tea Party's head to see where it gets the props from?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm game.
Everyone hold hands.
Okay.
Well, I've only got one, so...
I've got you.
Okay. His third hand will stand in for my second.
It all evens out. All right.
Hey, do you remember Hands Across Foon? What a joke that was.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in that.
I stood for a long time just wondering, what is this?
Exactly. I got all caught up in it, and then when we were finally doing it, I was like, this feels dumb.
This is raising what? Awareness?
I couldn't do it because I only have one hand, and they said you got to go to either end, and they were both too far.
Didn't it end hunger? I think it ended hunger.
Oh, that's right. Ooh, I feel bad now.
I haven't been hungry in ages.
I can't remember the last time I haven't eaten.
Well, that's good, I guess. We did it. Congratulations, everyone.
Can everyone lower their voice?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, right. Sorry.
All right, everyone, think about the Netherrealm. Think about spirits from beyond. And think about Scorpion Tea Party's head. And ask the universe, where do these props come from? Now wait for the universe to answer us.
Oh, I didn't realize it was one of these things.
Arnie, the ball, now!
Like a real let go and let God. What is he doing?
The ball hits me, I jump into a bucket, diving even. Net falls down on top of Scorpion Tea Party's head. Ha-ha!
What's going on?
We caught you. Oh, that net landed right on the scorpion's head.
How'd you catch him by making him wear a hairnet?
I mean, I wasn't going anywhere. I was just standing here.
Yeah.
The hairnet makes sure that the scorpions don't get into any of the food here.
But they stay on my head.
Yeah.
Listen, Scorpion Tea Party, I just want to apologize. I thought me and my friends were going to capture some villains tonight, and it feels like they necessarily
so
didn't have...
You naturally go for me, yeah.
Well, it
Look,
seemed
if
like...
that's what you're after, just ask me.
No, I get it. Everyone else is a challenge, but Scorpion Tea Party is just standing there trying not to get stung by Scorpion.
Oh, I feel so bad. I used you were so vulnerable and open with me.
What a brave guy. So tough. What a hero. I'm so sorry.
Ogre, what's good at magic? Do you have any spells that dispel nets? Or scorpions. Nets are my one weakness.
I concentrate on magic, not sorcery or illusion. All of my tricks are just sort of, there's trapdoors and body doubles. Most of my magic is for stage.
Well, I've got a little pair of manicure scissors. We could cut it off.
Oh, that's perfect.
I wouldn't say no.
I do have a scorpion spell, but it just makes scorpions bigger.
I wouldn't use that.
No, don't.
Well, if they get bigger, maybe they'll fall off his head.
No, they'll crush him.
I mean, do you want them to be bigger?
No.
No, not really. I just thought I'd check with you because I couldn't help any other way.
Thanks for checking in. Very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. What a great couple of guys.
Oh. I am so sorry. I don't want to add insult to injury. Sorry, Chunt the shapeshifter from the net earlier. Have you tried shampoo?
It's not a press conference.
Well, let me put down my notebook. Now I feel stupid. Have you tried shampoo with the scorpions?
Why don't you walk me through how that would work?
Well, I'm just saying, like, a lot of times, you know, as a badger currently, a lot of times when grubs or anything gets... Oh, shit. Let me scooch over here, slide my broken legs. A lot of times when grubs or any moss or anything get caught in my fur, use some sort of shampoo, that helps kind of get rid of the...
How many... Have you got a lot of venomous moss stings, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of grubs sticking poison in you with a barbed tail.
No, I mean, grubs are more docile. Was that me? Was that an impression of me?
It was you.
I mean, he did it, but he was mocking you. You didn't make the noise. Oh. But
well, sorry, based on your impression, you didn't hear what I said.
Thanks for the clarification.
Well, what?
The Night Doctor, do you have anything that can take care of scorpions?
Yes, I love taking care of scorpions. I raise them from pups, and they do my bidding.
Oh.
I don't know these guys, though, so... That's a real shame.
I have an idea. Ogre, what's good at magic? I don't know if that's a question or not. Could you make an illusion of a body double of, like, three scorpions with, like, lipstick?
Already have done it.
Oh. How'd it go?
You can look. I bring with me everywhere I go.
Oh, they're on top of your head.
See, If I need to be Scorpion's on head tea party man, I can do too.
Wait. The Scorpions are moving. Once he revealed those scorpions with lipstick, I sensed the movement on top of my head. What are they doing?
Oh, they've got little scorpion boners.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I thought they each grew an extra foot.
Oh, I bet they'd like to hear that.
Maybe if I get a little bit closer to you, Ogre, what's good at magic, the scorpions will leave my head and go on to yours. You've got the room.
I lean toward you.
Thank you so much.
Scorpion tea party. If the scorpions do leave your head, what's your whole deal then?
Yeah, really. You'll have to change your name.
Oh, I made them go in whole. They all gone.
What do we call you now?
Wait. I wasn't looking. Which hole?
Yeah, I need
what
all? This answer is very important to me.
No.
Hole in floor.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Well.
Maybe the net? Maybe that's your name?
Hmm.
Because of the air net.
Yes.
Well, but what did I do to you?
Well, you did that impression of me that was kind of insulting.
Now, again, that's not you talking. That's him. And he's doing a joke of you.
Okay.
This is the most wonderful moment of my life. I finally am free of the scorpions. I can do whatever I want. The world's me oyster.
Now, are you mocking him there? Because I'm losing track.
No, that was all me.
Okay.
John, why are you bullying this guy?
It did sound a bit like the other guy.
Who?
Who?
Huh? What?
Who?
What?
Are we going to eat? Because someone mentioned ravioli, and that'd go nice with my tomato teeny.
7 raviolis, please. Thank you.
But 7 plates, not 7 of them.
Yeah, right.
God,
7
I gotta
plates.
Interpret for
not
everyone.
Just 7 of them.
Are you sure it's not going to be 7 plates each with 1 ravioli?
Damn.
I want more than 1 ravioli.
Me too.
I'll just go back there and check. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
My name's Brian, by the way.
Well, Brian, why didn't you go with that in the first place? That's a nice name.
Very scary for villain.
Yeah.
No one ever bothered to listen when I tried to tell them they were too entranced by the scorpions. But it's Brian with a Y.
Hmm. Oh, that's...
Y-B-R-I-A-N.
He's mocking you.
It's a silent Y.
Well, I'm going to write a little song for you and your story and your journey as an apology, and I'll let all of Foon know about Brian's song.
Oh.
And I think a lot of tears are going to well up in a lot of eyes.
It's going to make me cry.
Yeah.
And so, Brian, since you're not a villain anymore, I'm afraid you're going to have to pay full price for all of your drinks tonight.
Oh. I am still an adulterer. Does that count?
Are you?
Adulterer's night is tomorrow.
Oh, there's a special night.
Don't tell my wife.
Yeah, that's the slogan on the banner.
Yeah, I wrote it.
Been coming here the wrong night this whole time.
Well, let's wait for our raviolis, and while we do, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more villains and Brian.
I don't want to.
And the 7th anniversary of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Oh, Arnie, hold on. Melissa doesn't want to go to break.
Oh.
I'll do it if the whole group's... I'm not going to hold anyone back.
Okay, everybody, if you're in favor of us going to break, say aye.
Raise your hand.
Oh.
Wait.
Which one?
If you don't want us to go to break, raise your hand. Or 2 hands. Raise 2 hands if you don't want to go to break.
Oh, come on.
Okay, we got to figure out what our system is. Everyone that is in favor of us saying aye for going to break, raise your hand. If you're in favor of us raising our hand to go to break, say aye.
Wait, do we vote?
Hand.
Do we vote on the first one yet?
Oh, I lost track myself.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
All right, welcome back to Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Here, it's family style.
Is this seat-taking? Can I sit down?
Oh.
Maybe one of you would lay down with me?
Oh, dry spell, welcome.
Oh, I like what you've done with your body.
Thank you.
Hi.
Wait, what's his name?
Dry spell.
I'm dry spell. Ooh, look at you. I like a hairy guy.
Thank you.
What is your deal? This is gonna sound weird. What's your power? What's your thing? What's your deal?
I haven't fucked in so long. I'm angry.
Oh, come on.
I mean, this guy, it is beyond blue balls. They're like indigo.
Can I buy you guys a drink or something?
What are you doing? This is villains night, not a category 5 orgy.
I wish it was.
Oh, now we're talking.
Does it help you do magic at all? It seems like your name might be some sort of double entendre.
Oh, I never even thought of that. I've just been trying to bone it.
Oh, you missed some real hot scorpions a minute ago.
Oh, I'd settle for one of those.
If I'd known how attractive they were, I might have kept them on me head. Thanks for that endorsement.
Dryspell, I feel like out of everyone, I mean, former Scorpion Teapot Party aside, I feel like you have the most easily solved situation. I mean, you're a handsome guy.
You'd think. Have you given me a whiff?
Let me get over there and take a big load of it. Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll just dish up.
Okay, thanks. You do smell like a horse's mouth.
Yeah, I can't even really get near enough to anybody to go ahead and stick one in.
If it stood on its head and shit out its mouth.
That's not even the worst part. Wait till you hear his opener. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, pretend I'm, at the bar. Well, we're at a bar, but yeah, try and pick me up.
Hey, it's pork night and the special's right here.
I'll put that away.
I like that. You know what? I'm in.
Is that your only approach?
I think
it's all I can afford.
Honey, I think Melissa might be interested.
Yeah. Oh.
I am seeing she like what he's putting down.
This is exactly the kind of thing she's into.
I'm getting real humid over here, so you better strike while the iron's moist.
Here, take this plate of ravioli, and both of you eat from different ends of the ravioli.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It feels good to go in my mouth.
Is that a ravioli or a lip?
A little bit of both.
You've got tomato sauce in your lip?
You've got lip in your tomato sauce.
Oh, ragu me.
I think we just did it.
I guess this works better with spaghetti.
I think the dry spell's over.
Oh.
What is that powder in the air?
Pardon me. Excuse me. Oh, shit. This guy.
Well, is this seat being taken?
No, please, friend, join us.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Nightmare.
Yes, not the Night Doctor. Just so we're clear, we're two different guys.
And not Dr. Sleep. That was taken.
Yeah, poorly.
Did you not see the director's cut? It was even worse.
I did. You know, I really wanted to like it, but...
Yeah, long.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you two go to medical school together?
No.
Yes, he doesn't remember me. That's part of the problem. Every time we meet, he's nice to meet you. And I'm like, we've met, except this one time.
I went to Night Medical School, and Dr. Nightmares went to Nightmare Medical School.
Yes.
Oh.
Same building, though?
Yes, same building. They share a campus.
Yeah.
What were the mascots? I assume your medical school had a mascot.
Mine was just a mare.
Oh.
Ours was Mac Tonight.
The moon with sunglasses?
Yes.
Mine was the mare, but the mare from that riddle where it's nighttime outside and you can't see it, so it's just a black square.
And my professor was the doctor, who was a woman.
Oh, what a how surprising.
Sexist.
My tutor was a block of ice.
Wow, and Dr. Nightmare, it seems like he rode in on a horse. What's that horse's name?
That's my son.
Oh, the tag says Friday? Is that your horse Friday?
Yeah.
And that's your son. I'm so sorry. So what is Dr. Nightmare? What's besides having a horse for a son, which is fine, which is its own thing.
I know.
What's your villainous thing? What's your?
Why don't
give
you
us
go
the elevator
to sleep
pitch.
And find out?
Well, then I'd be attacked by Dr. Sleep.
Well, horses are people too.
Yeah.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
Well, of course it's true.
When was that? Oh my God! The Dark Lord gets the Dark Lord gets killed, and then wait, who's that guy?
I'm Horsey McMurder.
What? When did you get here?
I followed the other guy in here who was a horse. I thought it might be horse.
Wait a minute. If horses are people too, what are centaurs?
Great question.
They're extra people, I guess.
I'm a centaur.
Are you okay?
Hard to tell from the waist down when you're sitting at the table.
I'm a minotaur.
Look
how small.
I got the head of a little tiny bull.
And I'm a real minotaur.
Oh.
Here, let me hand you this microscope. Take a look.
Oh, it's in a tiny bubble.
I'm going to get another plate of ravioli.
Things are really taking off at Villains Night.
It's very popular night.
Yeah, and I guess some of you were kind of like just the early arrivers, you know, like not waiting to be fashionably late like most of the rest of the villains.
Wow, what an observation.
Kind of rude. Let's look in these raviolis for a Cracker Jack surprise.
I'm going to find my fortune.
I hope I get one of those little cellophane people that curl up in your ball.
They're people too.
And tell you if you're in love or not?
Yeah.
Lucky numbers, 6, 14, 31.
Mine says, help, I'm being a prisoner in a ravioli factory.
I'm too small for numbers.
Boy, I'm right on the line. I feel bad for you. I got 1 to 10, and that's it.
Oh, man. I can't even count how many fingers I don't have.
I don't want to presume. Horsey McMurder, have you met Friday? Do you two know each other? Are you dating?
Why would you assume they're dating?
Well, it's two horses.
Why? Because I'm a horse? That's why you think I'm dating someone who's also a horse?
What yes. An icy silence that was. Wow.
I've never been so offended in my life.
Ooh. If you want to date my son, the horse, you got to ask for my hand. Or his hand. In it.
Yeah, because you only have one to give.
Well, I do. So do I.
No.
Let's play half a patty cake. Okay. Oh,
Jesus.
No, they're the wrong hands. We're just going to be slapping air. I don't mind.
I can't believe Melissa's playing patty cake with someone else right after eating that ravioli with dry spell.
I don't mind. It's fine. I can't really feel anything for a while.
He likes to watch.
Well, this is truly a night of pure evil. Everything that's happened here tonight.
Yeah, can I ask before we sort of wind down the episode?
We'll get it out.
Can I ask, like, what are all of your evil plans, if you don't mind my asking? Like, is there, like, what's the next big thing
nice.
For all of you that maybe we can try to stop or something? Arnie, collectively or individually?
I go first.
Okay.
We want to take back.
I go first. That's my evil thing.
Right. I go first. And, okay, Ogre, I guess?
Yeah, go ahead, Rude.
The Dark Lord was a hack. Let's all be honest about it.
Agreed.
Black eyeliner, putting needle through ear, levitating beer bottle. We've seen it. I want to give magic back its bad name.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows who the Dark Lord was.
I think he's describing the Dark Yord.
Walking through wall, make giant slave ship disappear. Things like that. That's my plan for evil.
Ogre, what's good at magic? Sorry, Chunt from Across the Table News.
Press conference boy.
Did you know the Dark Lord personally? Did you ever work with him?
Yeah.
One time we did festival and he went on so long. Ogre, what's good at magic, got only about 1 minute or so at end of night.
Oh, was that Roachella?
You were there?
No, I had friends who went. I can't afford tickets.
I was there. I performed.
Mm-hmm.
Second stage, though.
Yeah.
That's where I got the scorpions.
Oh.
Yeah, they said, don't go with her. She's been around.
Oh. Who, me?
She gave me scorps.
Well, my evil plan is I'm going to name the unnameable mountain.
Oh.
Oh, good luck with that. We've tried, and it doesn't seem to work.
I'll do it right now. Slobodan.
Ooh.
Wow, did everyone hear that?
Slobodan.
Slobodan.
There's a little bit of an earthquake when she said Slobodan.
Oh, perhaps we've uncovered some deeper magic that we knew not existed here this mountain.
We might have awoken the Melosa Witch.
Oh. Who?
The Melosa Witch.
Is that?
There's rumors she hides under the mountain. What was the name you gave the mountain again?
Slobodan.
Melosa Witch. Yeah, I think it's her.
Wow.
Do you think she'd be interested in going to All Pork Weekend?
Thanks for walking through my own problems. I appreciate it.
My big plan? Let's see. Probably just put more leeches on people. Maybe hang up some clothes in a window so that you wake up in the middle of the night and you think somebody's in there, but it's just your own clothes.
Oh.
The Night Doctor, what do you get out of this?
Yeah.
Like, you're putting leeches on people. It hurts them, and it's evil, certainly. But you don't get any gold or any sort of reward, do you?
I do it for the love.
Oh. Mm.
The act in itself is its own reward.
Oh. Okay.
I steal shit from their homes.
Okay, all right.
It's night, I'm in there. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I just wondered how you made a living. It makes sense now.
I'm going to fuck me brother's wife.
Well, tomorrow you are, right?
Yeah.
On adulterer's night.
That's right.
I'm going to fuck my wife's brother.
Ani, it turns out Villain's Night is a real cash grab.
I know.
We're making tons of money tonight.
Should we have Villain's Night more often?
Yeah.
I think maybe we should. And certainly we could use it as a source of intelligence. Yes,
yeah.
We'll gather information as we've done here at the end of the evening. And then, but we'll keep Villain's Night on the book so that we keep finding out about things and making a lot of money.
Are you guys done?
Arnie, are we done? Are things winding down?
Sort of, yeah. A little bit, I think.
Well, I just wondered if we could pray.
Oh.
I'd love to.
Thank you. All right, everybody take a hand again.
I'll just
put a hand in the middle like a hug.
Okay, that works too.
Okay.
Okay, dear Dark Lord, you're so dark. You just can't even see you. You're so dark. Turn on a light for Christ's sake. Just kidding. We hope that we...
Always open with a joke, Arnie. That's, write that down. Always open with a joke when you say pray.
Do it. You know, Badger, I like you. I go around killing badgers, but I'm going to let you just get by with a wound.
Oh, thank you. Little kiss.
Oh, little shiv?
Thank you.
It was so, little, though.
Yeah, knitting needle. So, Dark Lord, back to it. Gosh, let these raviolis in our stummies just go freshly to their places and come out easy, not out our mouths in a handstand, but in the regular ways. Let's bless our new friends who we all met here tonight, that even though we be villains, we can also be friends. I'd like to praise you, Dark Lord. I'd like to praise you as I should. I'm
Dark Lord.
Crazy.
We've spent a long, long time together.
Yes, we have.
Through the bad times and
the good.
I want to celebrate you, baby.
I believe the children are the future.
Hold their hands and let them lead
okay,
the way.
Jokes. No jokes.
Let the goddesses forgive them all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Opposite of amen, evil.
No, a woman.
Nema.
Oh, boy.
Nema?
I'm
what, someone's
woman.
Grandmother here?
My Nima's here. Oh, no, that's not her. Sorry, that was just a coat on a coat rack.
It's Nema clock somewhere.
Gotcha.
Damn it.
We've all had a few drinks. Can I ask, what tier of villain are you all? Like, to be honest, like, I'm getting the sense you're not, like, the top tier villain.
No, I'm shit tier.
Oh.
How did you think that sounded when you were asking the question?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was hoping it sounded insightful. And
like, the very beginning, I was like, this is not going to be good. And then, like, you double down, And you really spelled it out. And, I mean, we're supposed to be evil, but you see how that's rude, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah. I guess.
All right. Hold for explanation, please.
Arnie, you might as well have asked them to stand in line in order from best to worst.
Might be fun, though.
We do that at end of night to see who has most raviolis.
it's just a ravioli-based system of judgment.
Whoever's stummy is sticking out the farthest at the most ravioli.
It's a fact.
And they are worst villain.
Science.
Ah, I see. Well, it's been wonderful to have you all here. I do hope you'll return again next month, the next time we have a villain's night, when the blood red moon on the first Wednesday of the month, or whatever it was, happens again. But for now, it is about to strike midnight. Oh. And I present to you this black obsidian door. Walk through it and darken the steps of this tavern no more.
Until next month.
Yeah. Until next month. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Oh, and we'll also see some of you tomorrow for Adulterer's Night.
I'll be there.
Yeah, some of you. Right.
I might give it a try if you think anybody's open, and by open, I mean legs.
I think it's mostly people who already have something on the books.
Have you tried shampoo dry spell?
What? It didn't work.
I'm getting married just so I can go tomorrow night.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
If you need any help getting to the next level, let me know.
What do you mean?
Adultery night is not for married people.
What?
It's for, well, you can't just be married, you see.
Oh, right.
There's a step past that.
Okay.
It's like you get your merit badge, you know what I mean?
I think so.
I have a point of I'm the horse kid. I have a point of clarification. Can you have a married person and not be married yourself to be an adulterer? And I'll take my answer on the air.
Yeah, adultery is when you are part of an adulterous affair, whether you be the married party or the unmarried party.
See you tomorrow night.
Ooh, I'm going to fuck that horse.
Well, it only took us 7 years to get there.
And that, my friends, is known as leaving it all on the field. If you can be sure of one thing, it's that the next 4 or 5 episodes are going to be weak sauce-a-doodle. Real filler material. February in terms of Academy Award attention. But hey, we had tonight. And nothing can take that away from us. Shy of complicated mental reprogramming that does not come cheap. Wizard's Choice Award nominee Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Villains, the Night Doctor, Melissa Deathridge, Ogre What's Good at Magic, as well as Scorpion's Tea Party, Dryspell, Dr. Nightmares, Horsey McMurder, and no doubt a few I'm forgetting, were all played by special guests Paul F. Tompkins, Matt Gourley, and Mark McConville, from one of our all-time favorite improv podcasts, Super Ego, which you can find at any podcast getting place. Also check out Matt Gourley's band, Townland, which has a new album, Honey on the Hi-Fi, which you can find on Spotify and Bandcamp. And check out Paul's online archive of his live shows at paulftompkins.com/live. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, who are not just a faceless horde, like whatever those things were in the bleachers near the end of Rise of Skywalker. They have names, like Jennifer Downs, Mitchell St. John, and Ken Jagger. There's an A at the end of Jagger. Calm down, everyone. Mitchell St. John, I don't know what your job is currently, but I want you to start being a doctor on a soap opera. Stat. Jennifer, don't change a thing. I'll message you privately about what you should change. Patreon patrons get ad-free episodes and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Plus, last week, all of season 3 of Offices and Bosses was added to the feed as well. In season 3, they replace fake dice rolls with real dice rolls. Does it make it better? I'll never tell you that it doesn't. But to catch all 3 seasons of Offices and Bosses and so much more, visit patreon.com/magictavern. New Magic Tavern merch is available at Topatico. We've got the Boys Night poster and a set of Magic Tavern logo coasters. Am I featured on either of these? Or literally any of the Topatico merch? Hell no! That's okay. I'm doing it for the fans. Get that sweet merch at topatico.com/collections/magic tavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Ryan DeGiorgi did nothing to assist this episode. Nothing. What a shame. What a damn dirty shame. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Nothing from Ryan DeGiorgi.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.